Holy Spirit. Babel reveals that the flood did not fix the problem. Man's heart remained idolatrous. Using language as a vehicle for sin, man wanted to become like God. God's name alone is to be honored among the nations, yet man desired nothing more than to make a name for himself. With idolatrous bricks, they began to build a path to heaven, a tower, so that God would submit to their demands. So God confused their language. Where we live, we hear many different languages. Many of you know more than one language. Kids in high school have to learn another language, and that is fine and good. But it also is a gentle reminder of the idolatrous heart that still is from Babel. Nothing has changed since that tower. Man's heart remains the same, wanting to create a name for himself. We may not build towers, but we still build, we still plan, we still want God to submit to our demands, to support our decisions, to validate our own ideas. And maybe we slap a Bible passage or something else on the facade. That same heart has been passed down to us. Man is still divided. Language is still divided. And men care for themselves. And so we say that we know the commandments and we love the word of God and it alone directs our path. But how can we live by something if we do not know what it says? That is, how can we live by the commandments of God if we do not actually know them? And whether we are following what they say. So Babel may be gone and the tower may be absent, but the tower of self-righteousness still lives on in the hearts of men today. So God came down. God came down and was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, and was made man. He lived a perfect life. He did the will of God from the heart. He was pure. He was good. No idols but steadfastness, no bricks but love, no language to glorify himself and to validate his own ideas, but language and words that glorified the one who had sent him. He raised no tower in his own name, but he was raised up on a cross to glorify the Father who had sent him. The Tower of Babel did nothing. The cross has done all things. The tower could not build a path to heaven, but the cross and the empty tomb have. God has provided a path. God has built a way. A tower not of man's works, but a tower of the love of God. Stained with blood. Divine blood. And so a tower does not adorn our wall, but a cross does. And not the works of man are the focus of this pulpit or that altar, but the work of God is the focus in this place. For it is only that can rip out the heart of stone and the bricks which you have stacked up in your own heart and give you a heart of flesh that clings to the cross of Christ. It is only the cross of Christ that tears out the language that seeks to validate its own ideas and desires and give you the language of heaven. The very words of God and the songs of angels placed on your lips so that as you believe, you may speak. Salvation is found in no one else but Jesus Christ and him crucified. At that first Pentecost, the disciples were not filled with any new information. Jesus clearly told them beforehand, "The Spirit will bring to your remembrance all that I have said to you." So at Pentecost, they're not filled with new ideas or information. Jesus told them all things beforehand, but they are filled with courage and with clarity and with understanding of what Jesus had told them. Thus, they proclaimed that language or that message to the world. Babel is not so much undone as it is fulfilled. We still have many languages in our day and age because of that tower. And yet Pentecost sanctifies each and every language. One is not greater than another. Every language is the perfect language to proclaim the mighty works of God and to extol the name that is above every other name. So the apostles spoke in clear and understandable language so that all the nations to the ends of the earth might know who their Lord and Savior was. For through their words, the Holy Spirit was given. Through their words, the idols in men's heart were cast down and faith was created. And within 30 years' time, almost the entire Roman Empire knew of Christ. Their message has gone out into all the world. What happened in a moment at Pentecost happens for you, usually gradually and over the course of time. In a moment, he gave them understanding and courage and clarity. But usually it takes some time for us to build on the knowledge which has been passed down to us. Henry and Megumi serve as examples of that. For the past 7 years, they have sat and listened to Pastor in catechesis. The word catechesis simply means echo. The goal is to give words to their faith, not Greek and Hebrew words, not Latin or even German, but to give them the words that have been passed on to us, English words. Pentecost has sanctified even our English language. It too is a holy and divine language through which the Spirit works to create and sustain faith so that all may know Christ. So as a child learns to speak by mimicking mom and dad, so also they learn to speak about God by listening and echoing back what they have heard. Little by little, they heard the word of God. Little by little, faith deepened, the mind sharpened, and your language, grammar, and vocabulary became more and more precise. It's no less miraculous than what happened at Pentecost, for it still is the work of the Holy Spirit. So though formal education may be ending and I won't give you any more tests that you need to write out, the Spirit's work informing you is not ending. He desires that you increase and deepen your knowledge and precision so that you can articulate the wonderful works of God. And you are not the first. And you will not be the last. This faith will continue to be passed down in the words that were passed on to you. The Christian faith is not about generalities about God so that we all reach a common denominator and agree. But this faith is about specifics, details of who God is, what he has done, and why we are in need of him. The Spirit gives us the words to say, not new and inventive words, but the words that Christ himself had spoken to his apostles, written down in the scriptures so that we may learn them, and summarized in the creed and the small catechism so that we may better understand them. We do not speak what we think or what we feel or what we know from our hearts. We speak from what we have heard. Countless Christians have confessed these creeds and this small catechism, and it now has been passed on yet again. Clear and concise summaries. those at the first Pentecost were perplexed as to why they were speaking these other languages. You are not perplexed, for you know the love that God has for all men, and the salvation he desires to give all comes through words. So may the scriptures be continued to be translated into every language known to man. And may the creed and the small catechism follow. May all God's people echo from that word and repeat back what they have heard. May they guard it and preserve it and pass it down to their children and their children's children, lest we forget to tell the generations who their Lord is. May all God's people become great theologians who can articulate the faith in detail so that the name of Jesus may be seen as great among the nations. That is our unity. What has been passed on to us, we continue to pass on to others. Our unity is not found in a common language or vocabulary, but in a common word, a common baptism, a common creed, a common catechism, a common confession. Passed down to us, we pass it to others. Though our languages are many, we are not scattered throughout the earth. We are one in Christ, called out of the nations to confess the same creed, the same catechism, the same faith, the same word. For we are filled with the same Holy Spirit who works these things in us all. So we continue to devote ourselves to hearing that word, learning and deepening our knowledge, even as we are confident that through that word, the Holy Spirit will deepen our faith. And we continue to devote ourselves to the Holy Communion, where we celebrate our unity. Strengthen that unity, even as we are confident we will receive Jesus' body and blood for the forgiveness of our sins. And we continue to devote ourselves to prayer, not just for our friends and family or just those gathered here, but for the church throughout the world. Idolatrous hearts have been removed, and language has been sanctified. For Pentecost is our reality. The Spirit fills the earth through the Word to unite all believers in one true, holy Christian and apostolic faith. A faith that has been passed on to you, and you will pass on to others. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.